This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rob, Don, listen, an explanation of Kwanzaa.
What's Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is celebrated the 7 days after Christmas and emphasizes principles of family, community, and culture. This peaceful African holiday was the great idea of Dr. Malana Karanga. Later, one of his bad ideas led him to prison for 4 years for felonious assault and false imprisonment. Although Kwanzaa has enjoyed limited success, felonious assault swept the nation and continues to thrive throughout the African-American community today.
Rob writes, I'm not buying it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Robbie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
He does like to disco dance, doesn't he?
You are a funny man.
And as for my clothes, well, you happen to have caught me in a moment of self-pleasure. But appreciate your discretion. That will be all.
Okay.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Here we are.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
You know what? You are on your game today.
And it is the last day of Hanukkah.
Happy f***ing Hanukkah. The Don and Mike Show.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, Don and Mike, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
Love the ending of that.
Alan Goodman from
Like
Columbus.
He's very busy. Like he's going to go take a nice BM.
From Columbus, Ohio.
He's got to go take care.
We do have $1,000 to give away every day this week.
Wow.
Attention. Attention, trailer folk.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Should we be polishing our crap detectors?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a game called The Big Christmas Lie, which would be a lie you've told somebody about Christmas in the past that they don't know about.
Right. The big lie.
Bumpuses. Mm-hmm.
And my God, do the white trash come out for this? No offense.
Oh, for $1,000.
Mm-hmm. No offense to our brothers and sisters out there.
No.
But this is an event that is dominated by white trash. And we have a.
Absolutely.
Call in with your Christmas lie for a $1,000 contest.
It was one time I shot his dog.
Yeah.
And he liked to fall out when he saw it was dead.
I like to die.
A whole Christmas tree.
I like to die. We will play. The big lie, the Christmas big lie for $1,000.
Very good.
Oh, what the hell? We'll probably start here in a couple of minutes.
Good idea.
You might as well start calling now at 877-365-3636.
Or start your planning now. Start your scheming now.
Get your fibs together.
Come on now.
Commence the conjure.
And then, of course, it's always the reaction to the lie. It's like, so, it says you shot your dog. Whoa, did he really? I'm so darn mad.
Call your kinfolk.
Man, oh, man.
Ask them if they want to participate in a little public access theater.
Do not come home for supper tonight, Jimmy. I'm angry. The
kind of thing you'll hear.
In the next break, we will take calls from folks who have some lie that they've told somebody in relation to Christmas. We'll pick the very best one, call the person that they lied to, make them fess up. Give them $1,000.
Right.
It's a pretty bland game when you look at it on paper, but what makes it so wonderful is the fact that there's the combination of people with real life stories that crack our asses up.
Sure.
And then there are also the people out there that think they're going to pull one over on us.
And that's when we start the sleuthing, so you never know what direction it's going to go in. And it doesn't have to be a horrible lie. It can be a very... It can be a hysterical lie. Those are accepted, too.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't always have to be. And you know, as we've said before, you know, I slept with my brother's, you know, wife or something. That doesn't work.
We don't do
infidelity.
That.
Cats, that's the only area that we don't go to.
Right.
However.
Burning the house down?
Even with infidelity, though, there is an exception to every rule.
Exactly.
Of course.
But it would have to be, you know, something that really wows the judges.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So look at all the lines we're at right now.
Now, that's good. The people that call early, I don't have problems with because it's the hangers-on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the late arrivals that, you know, hey, how y'all doing? I got a big lie.
Just throwing it out there right now. It's over an hour until the news, so we'll have plenty of time to get to this.
All right.
Before we start with the calls, did you see the Regis show today?
I did.
No.
Did you see him announce his Oscar gig?
Yeah, he's going to be working the red carpet.
Now, this poor old man, seriously.
Who has to go to a three-day work week.
Yeah. He announces today he's very excited about a gig he's got. And I, for half a second, think they've chosen him to host the Oscars.
No.
Because I'm half listening to the TV.
No, they've chosen him to be Joan Rivers.
Right. I'm half listening to the TV, and I'm thinking to myself as I'm half listening and writing something down, have they named a host this year? And what if there's a writer's strike?
Right.
And maybe he would be the guy that they would go to.
Aren't they saying the Oscars might be canceled this year?
Yes, they have said that.
Because of the writer's strike. But wasn't he Ego Regis today?
And, wasn't he? I'm the, you know, yeah. We got it. They picked me.
Here he is now announcing, in essence, that he's going to be Joan Rivers.
He's so full of himself, too. Listen to this.
I'm going to host the Oscar red carpet show this year just before the Academy Awards.
You know, this is what I hear from the other room. The TV's on, and I hear, I'm going to host the Oscar, and I hear, So I come into the room, and I go, is Regis hosting the Oscars?
That would be an impossibility.
And Jan says, no, I think he's doing, like, the Joan Rivers show.
Yeah, he's doing the red carpet show.
I'm going to host the Oscar red carpet show this year just before the Academy Awards.
Be sort of like, will you be asking people who they're wearing, what they're wearing, or will it be more like tell us about the film this year, that kind of thing? Or you haven't decided?
I haven't decided my approach yet. You know, years ago, I think we've talked about this in another show.
This is funny.
He's now, such a dope.
Now, he pulls a Howard Stern here.
Ah.
I want you to listen to him as he tries to tell you that Regis Philbin is the guy that invented... Mm-hmm. Talking to celebrities on the red carpet for the Oscars.
Right.
Listen to this.
WKABC, I worked at KABC in Los Angeles, We decided that we were going to cover the Academy Awards pre-show. Mm. And so we had a camera, and it was very primitive, but it was the beginning of this red carpet mania. Nobody else was doing it. We were the only ones on the carpet, my producer, Frank Kelly, and I. And so we put it all together. We did it, and it looked like this.
And if you think this sounds boring to listen to on the radio, you got to imagine him.
Well, he is swimming in Lake Mead like nobody is swimming in Lake Mead.
And he's got the feeble old man talons, the age-spot hands, the big, gigantic, too long fingernails. And he's holding up, like, pictures of him when he looked like he was 13 years old.
Yes, talking to Richard Chamberlain. That's the picture. And Regis wearing the big ruffled tuxedo.
Hi, how are you?
He's got the big old-fashioned headset jobber on.
Right.
But, you know, Regis takes this invite to do this show, and he just thinks he's the most happening guy in the world now.
He thinks
it's
a serious gig.
Oh, he really does.
He doesn't know that Ryan Seacrest turned this down.
He doesn't know that Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers did this for years.
Right. And that Star Jones did it.
I mean,
God, really.
In those days, and there I am with those big earphones.
I love it.
There's Richard Chamberlain coming down the aisle. And so now, gosh, it's been like, it's been more than a quarter of a century. Regis returns. That's it.
Listen to that audience of mooks.
They could say, Regis, we want you to be outside where the chefs are taking the plates after the after parties and dumping them into the dumpster.
Well, I'll do it.
Let me ask you this, then. This Oscar red carpet thing, is this something you plan on doing every 25 years? Or...
I just thought I'd go back to see what
I just want to know. Should I set my calendar?
That is kind of funny, isn't it?
It's that time of century again, kids. Regis is hosting the red carpet.
He's been asking me, the producer of the show, and I just...
Are you nervous?
No, not really. No.
You don't get nervous.
But I will that night. Ooh, the excitement of it all.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What will you wear? Do you think you'll wear the stand?
Poor Regis.
You know, the thing about Regis, though, in his own way, Regis is just oozing the egomaniac thing. You could say, the producer,
He's been asking me for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, because you're just so hot. As soon as Joan Rivers got blown out.
Joan Rivers loses the gig, so they go, right. Who's the guy who will do anything on TV?
Exactly.
Oh, what, is Terry Bradshaw busy? Well, then call Reed.
And what about the tone he takes when she says, will you do it again in 25 years? And he says, that is funny,
That is funny, sort of. Yes, I'll be dead.
Here's another funny Regis moment from today.
Is this the cell phones?
No. Oh, God. Although, yeah, that was a good long.
Oh, my God.
I tried to pull tape of that, but the thing was 10 minutes long. There was no in, there was no out.
He doesn't understand cell phones.
Right. I mean, most men his age understand more about cell phones than he does.
Don't you see you can keep it in your pocket so when the phone rings, you don't have to run into the bedroom?
Here's Regis Philbin discussing how last night he was watching a movie on TV, and he was very mad because commercials would happen, and he would change the channel to another movie.
Didn't it sound like it's the first time he ever watched television?
And there would be more commercials. And then, listen, she says, like, you haven't heard of HBO. Anyway, here we go.
But you know there's only one place you can watch uninterrupted movies on television now, and that's TCM, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, I mean, besides, like, the HBO and all of those.
You're absolutely right. Yeah,
those movie channels.
So how you doing?
He's such a moron.
Changed the subject.
Really, he's such an amazing moron. It is a miracle this man is at the pinnacle of the TV world.
He has just gone through a diatribe about how he's watching Taxi Driver, and every time...
And he's watching White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
And every time they get to a good part in one of the movies, commercials come on.
Right. And he's very angry in his thimble-sized brain.
And then she says to him, because she doesn't want to say you're retarded, she says, well, you know, there are channels out there where you can get movies that don't have commercials. And here is what his response was. He says...
But you know there's only one place you can watch uninterrupted movies on television now, and that's TCM, right?
Right?
Turner Classic.
What do you do, Regis? Do you go between two channels? I mean, there are 500 movie channels where you can watch uninterrupted movies.
How could you possibly be the Joan Rivers host of the Oscars and not even know what HBO is?
There's only TCM, right? The classic movies? The old ones that I watch, you know?
Regis, I know you're getting...
Like Some Like It Hot?
Because your favorite show is coming on soon, The Fireplace Log.
But you know there's only one place you can watch uninterrupted movies on television now, and that's TCM, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Well, I mean, besides, like, the, HBO and all of those...
Thank God for her.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
Those movie channels.
So how you doing?
Yes, and that's it. So how you doing? Let's get off this subject because I'm a retard.
The whimsical Tony gets in his voice, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that TCM, right? That's the only one.
That's it.
And so, here's the deal.
How you doing?
When he's talking about cell phones, he says, "I don't have a. I have to run from one room to the other.
The bedroom.
So he doesn't even have wireless phones in his house.
No, just a princess phone.
They're all like dial phones that are hardwired.
He's thrilled about the thought that you can walk down the street and someone calls you.
It's amazing. Truly amazing. Look, computers, I give old people a free pass on. Cell phones, God. I'm sorry, they've been around too long.
I love Regis Philbin. He is maybe one of the greatest broadcasters of all time, but how feebed out he is.
Right.
And
how sheltered he is.
What a poor sap. That guy is Regis effing Philbin. And he's picking up the loose ends from Joan Rivers.
Yeah, he'll be doing a 2-day work week that week.
And he's on TV announcing like it's some gigantic tribute that he's got,
right.
some gigantic thing that he should be so thankful for.
And it'll be fun to watch though, because you know they have to take all those cues from the different people that are located at different parts of the red carpet. Very confusing for Regis.
And being as it's an ABC production, do you think he'll work with Bergeron, buddy?
Probably.
All right, who does Tom have now over there? You got anybody, Tom? Nobody. Well, all right. Well, who do I have in front of me?
And you know what you're going to get a lot from him? Because really, he will not work hard enough to memorize the stars.
Oh, no.
So who do we have here? Well, look at you.
Ah, Regis Philbin doesn't have a cell phone because he's so feebed out. 3-day work week on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. Oscar time is here. I'm on the red carpet with Regis Philbin. That's right. You can see the flex of his skin coming off on Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be an interesting show. Truly will.
Time for some Dancing with the Tards. Here we go now, everybody.
Yeah.
We got a whole hour set aside for this game.
Oh, boy.
The biggest Christmas lie you've ever told somebody that they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
For $1,000 in cash. And don't forget, we will end up calling the person that you've lied to, so be ready for that.
Yes, and listen, when we're telling you to tell us about your big lie, don't lie to us about it, okay?
Phone number is always 877-365-3636. We got $1,000, and we'll take your calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.